Report, Joe Biden's DHS considers resuming border wall construction. By John Binder on April 5, 2021. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is considering resuming construction of the border wall after having halted construction in late January, a report claims. An exclusive report from Washington Times reporter Stephen Bannon suggests that DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is considering restarting border wall construction to fill in gaps that exist after former President Trump's administration constructed 450 miles from 2017 to 2020. Bannon reports. In a conversation with ICE employees last week, Mr. Mayorkas was asked about his plans for the wall, and he said that while Mr. Biden has canceled the border emergency and halted Pentagon money flowing to the wall, that leaves room to make decisions on finishing some gaps in the wall. Emphasis added. Mr. Mayorkas, according to notes of the ICE session reviewed by the Washington Times, said Customs and Border Protection, which oversees the wall, has submitted a plan for what it wants to see happen moving forward. Emphasis added. The president has communicated quite clearly his decision that the emergency that triggered the devotion of DOD funds to the construction of the border wall is ended. But that leaves room to make decisions as the administration. As part of the administration, in particular areas of the wall that need renovation, particular projects that need to be finished, he said. Emphasis added. As one of Biden's first acts as president, he halted construction of the border wall. A move that has prompted an investigation from the Government Accountability Office, GAO. Biden's decision to halt construction has cost American taxpayers about $6 million a day, an exclusive Breitbart News report revealed. Former Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Director Mark Morgan said Biden's halt to construction has killed about 5,000 construction jobs as well as other jobs in the steel, concrete, and technology industries. Illegal immigration has skyrocketed under the Biden administration. Last month, more than 170,000 border crossers were apprehended at the United States-Mexico border, the highest level of illegal immigration in any month in at least 15 years. The total also means illegal immigration has increased 70% to February. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.